With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Demisio Frederick will spend at least 31 years behind bars after being sentenced for the murder of his uncle, Christopher Bolo Johnson. Radio K-Man's Jevy Ebanks reports.
The sentence was handed down by head of the Criminal Division of Grand Court, Justice the Honorable Cheryl Richards, KC, who ordered life imprisonment following Demisio Frederick's conviction by a jury earlier this year. Frederick was convicted of killing Christopher Bolo Johnson back on New Year's Eve 2024. Mr. Frederick, who returned to the Cayman Islands from the UK before his arrest, was remanded into custody throughout the proceedings. The court ruled that the time he spent already on remand will be deducted from his minimum term of his life sentence. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Jevy Ebanks.
In other court news, a jury is expected to deliberate today in the case against Ricardo Taylor. Mr. Taylor is facing 5 counts, assault by penetration. All charges relate to an underage complainant and details are being withheld to protect their identity. Mr. Taylor has pled not guilty to all 5 charges. On Thursday, the Crown presented its closing speech, reminding the jury of inconsistencies between Mr. Taylor's account and that of his wife and the complainant. The defense counsel told the jury the Crown's case does not allow them to be sure of Taylor's guilt, and therefore they must acquit. The judge is expected to continue his summation of the case later today. The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service and the Department of Environmental Health carried out a day of action in the Watlers Road area of Georgetown following reports of increased antisocial behavior. Officials arrested one individual who was wanted by the courts and another on suspicion of committing a harassment alarm or distress offense. They also identified and removed several derelict vehicles from Sparky's Drive and abandoned vehicles from Watlers Road. Police say the operation forms part of wider efforts to reduce criminal activity and strengthen public safety throughout the Cayman Islands. And the National Conservation Council is gearing up for its general meeting this afternoon, and there's a full slate of environmental issues up for discussion. Here's Radio Cayman's April Cummings.
The agenda covers some of the biggest conservation questions facing the islands right now. Members will get an update on the judicial review over the control of feral cats in environmentally sensitive areas. It's a case the Department of Environment has said doesn't stop at its current cat control work. Also on the table, plans for new spear gun rules in 2027, following a decision earlier this year to cap licenses at 170 and to roll out funding in public education before any new permits are issued. Council will also review protected areas, including Ironwood Forest, the Brack Bluff Lighthouse National Park, and hear updates on the environmental assessments for the East-West Arterial Road Project and airport development projects. Other items include the Bat House Appeal, the NCA Section 41 Report, Cayman Forward, and the Little Cayman World Heritage Nomination Process. The meeting streams live on the Department of Environment's YouTube channel. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
You can find the full agenda for today's 1 p.m. meeting by heading to conservation.ky. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Govinda Gill. Saudi Arabia, Turkey and Pakistan have signed a joint defense agreement to boost their collective security. It states an attack on either of them would be regarded as an attack against them all. Police in Thailand say a student has killed 7 people in northern Bangkok suburb, including teachers at his school and earlier 2 of his grandparents. The 14-year-old then shot himself. 9 people are in critical condition. Thailand's prime minister said the shooter's friend had told police he'd been under great stress. He said his actions suggested he'd clearly planned the attack. The Africa Centres for Disease Control says communities must play a bigger role in tackling the rapidly spreading Ebola outbreak in eastern Congo. Its head told the BBC that involving village leaders could help counter misinformation, detect early cases and promote safer burial practices. BBC analysis shows Russia is seizing tens of thousands of homes in occupied Ukraine. Refugees are required to obtain a Russian passport and return to prove their ownership within 30 days. In its continuing campaign to obliterate Russia's biggest online retailer, Ukraine has hit the farthest Wildberries warehouse so far. It's Yekaterinburg hub in the Urals, up to 2,000 kilometres away. Spanish authorities say they've arrested 78 people and seized 18 high-speed boats in a crackdown on a criminal network smuggling drugs and migrants across the Mediterranean. The group transported synthetic drugs from Spain to Algeria, then used the return journey to smuggle migrants to the Spanish mainland and the island of Ibiza. BBC News.